So I was invited to this thing for Hillary last night, and I spoke, and the president was there, and they were very nice to me, and so on. They should be. I spoke very eloquently. But I mentioned also last night that look at the turn of events. If this had been 10 years ago and I was an ordinary high school teacher, you notice how these words come easily to the mouth. An ordinary, only a teacher, that's the word. Ah, my little John has gone wrong. He's only a teacher. He could have been in a startup.com business, but he's only a teacher. So I said that last night. I wouldn't have been invited because I was a teacher. I was invited nowhere, but now I get invited by the Bushes and the Clintons and so on, because I wrote this book, mainly Angela's Ashes, which became very famous. I don't know. I didn't expect this. There's somebody here who might have that experience, and I hope many of you have it, of attempting to write a memoir. I'm a late bloomer. I wrote it in my 60s. I'm the great hope of the Social Security set. There's many a dying 85-year-old leaping from his deathbed calling for pad and pencil. If McCore can do it, I can do it. So there's a lot of memoirs coming out now, and publishers are saying, no more, no more, no more. So this book, Angela's Ashes, which I started writing 30 years ago, I tried to write it, but I was teaching, you see, and high school teachers are not known for the output of books. When you go home in the afternoon, you're worn out. Your head is filled with, Mr. McCord, did you read? Ma, Mr. McCord, why did you? Ma, Mr. McCord, he's hitting me. Ma. Would you tell him stop, Mr. McCord? And then in addition to that, if you're an English teacher, you have a bag of papers to correct. I don't want to discourage anybody here from becoming a teacher. You'll know it's an honest life. You'll know you'll be penniless most of the time. And you'll know you're preparing, you'll get a bed in heaven, but you'll get nothing here. Although I saw in the New York Times today, teachers are gaining respect from Americans. They've moved up on the list of professions from way down there, and now they're up there with, I don't know, ophthalmologists and so on, and people like that, and they're getting more respect—not money, but more respect.